Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
The counterfeit market, I've actually read, is actually booming. Crazy. And they've become really good. Like you said, sometimes you can't even tell the difference between counterfeits. So the counterfeit, is that all coming out of like China, or is the counterfeits like just all over everywhere at this point and you just really don't know? Because they said like it's sometimes you really don't even know if it's if it's real or not.
I think they seized like it was like a $17 million seize at the border. Like they got a shipment of just fake Jordans. $17 million.
I think I saw that.
It was crazy.
Yeah. No, I think they are mostly from China. I'm not super familiar with it because we completely stay away from it. There's been other sneaker YouTube channels that have dove much deeper into that where, you know, maybe they'll compare a real pair and a fake pair or try to educate people in that regard or whatever. So they've got their hands on the fake pairs, but we don't really do anything in that regard. But yeah, I guess they've got, you know, big factories over in China and they're getting better and better at making them look damn near identical.
Well, they probably make them in the same factory they make the real ones.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, they're really good.
Because it's like it's a factory in China that's making the real ones. So What's the difference between they'll just put some aside for fake? They actually probably are real.
Yeah. Now, this dude's making billions. They had Vice had a whole show on the fake retail market. This dude's making millions. Yeah, he's making millions of dollars and everybody knows it. But the thing is, like, yo, I could just fit in with this 15 pair of $15 pair of sneakers, or I could have the $180 pair of sneakers. They're going to look the same. And when I walk out the side, you're not going to know the difference anyway.
Nah, but that, you know what? That's crazy, though, what you said as far as like predicting events, because that reminds me of the stock. Like we look at, we buy stock and we like, all right, iPhone 13 is about to come out. So we predict that Apple's stock price is going to go up. It's all an educated guess. We don't really know or not. So I never really looked at it as far as sneakers in the same capacity. But yeah, you could say, okay, like, let's say that, you know, LeBron decides he's going to retire after this season.
Right.
Then the last sneaker that he puts out, hypothetically, could be more valuable because he's not going to put out any more sneakers.
That literally happened this year with the untimely death of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah,
Kobe. So, like, Kobe passed, and now if you try to get any Kobe shoe, any of the 13 or 14 ones he put out, they're over $400 each. Like, whereas when he was alive and playing, that wasn't the case. Like, you could buy a Kobe shoe. Outside, like, the Kobe 9s when he came out the high top and it changed. It was, like, it was affordable to do. And now it's, like, yo, $400 at the minimum.
So, but, Mike, let me ask you this. Sure. How does sneakers actually get value? Because to me, it's a little confused. Like I said, I'm not a sneakerhead, but I saw you did a review on your page a few days ago with the Off-White something.
Off-White 5s?
Yeah, it looked like it was a dope sneaker to me, but you was like, you can actually get it for a cheaper price now. So it seems to me like the randomest sneakers just go up crazy. Like, is there like a rhyme or reason to why sneakers are valued at what they're valued on the secondhand market?
I think it's just what the consumer kind of pushes it to and or lets it drop to, you know, it really is. And that's why sometimes you'll see people, you know, complaining about prices. And even me, sometimes I'm like, man, I want that sneaker, but I'm not going to pay that. But it's us who set the market, you know, it's supply and demand like anything else. And obviously certain sneaker releases are more limited. So already the supply is low. So then if the demand is even up a little bit, it's going to be something, it's going to reflect that in the resale price of the sneaker. So it is something that's pretty hard to predict. Like I said, it's not, to me, it would be a headache. You know, like I know if that's something that you're doing for a living, which I know plenty of people who do that and do very well for themselves. But to me, that would be, it's too wishy-washy for me. It's too, like, I like to be a little bit more certain about stuff. And so it is really tough to predict sometimes. But, you know, if you really have your ear to the street, so to speak, and by that I mean just really on social media, because that's what things are these days, you can kind of feel it starting to bubble. You know, like these Nike SB sneakers, you know, Nike skateboarding is something that several years ago were really popular. And then over the past few years, they kind of got stagnant. No one really wanted them other than people who were skating in them, but they had no resale value. And now over the last year or so, it's just bananas. Like it was a pair that I had and they were reselling for like $2,000 and retails at like $100. So but about a year ago, you could feel it start to bubble. You know, people were talking about them more. People were posting more. You could see the resale prices kind of climbing a little bit, the releases being a little bit more hyped up, the sneaker blogs covering the stuff more. And so you can feel it start to bubble. It's not like a complete shot in the dark, but it is something that you got to really be in tune with if that's how you're going to make your money.
Yeah, so the SB, I'm glad you brought that up, because the SB, obviously, and we're going to talk about the Ben & Jerry that you got. We need to talk about that because I saw the post. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. We got to talk about that. But the SB has, like you said, like a year ago came back. I feel like it was a Travis Scott effect. Like that's the power of influence. Like every time Travis Scott would put on the SB, whether it was the diamond or the ones he made, you would see that shoe go up. But prior to that, I think, and maybe you can add to this, the one that changed the way sneakers looked at, I think it has to be the SB Pigeon, no?
Well, I mean, that was one of the first sneakers that really created like a real, real craze, you know? And so, yes, but I think there's been an ebb and flow to sneakers. And I mean, really everything goes that way, but it's things will be sky high and then, you know, they'll kind of gradually slide back down, and then something will happen where it booms again. And I think what you said about Travis Scott is I think you really nailed it on the head. You know, especially now, social media, like, I think that that's the ingredient that took sneakers from a much more niche, really much smaller group of people that really, really cared about it and really took it to where it's at now. I mean, social and a big part of that social media is, like you said, the Travis Scott's of the world, the celebrities. You know, you got Kylie Jenner on wearing SBs, and you know, a lot of sneaker people were upset because they were like, oh, she's not, you know,
she's getting them for free.
And like, yo, she's new to this. And but the truth of the matter is, they still have incredible influence. And when people start seeing that stuff on Instagram and they start saying, I want that sneaker, I want that one, and you know, now they're on StockX, or now they're, you know, searching to you know, where they can find the sneaker. And so celebrities have really boomed things, in my opinion, and Instagram specifically, and you know, just social media in general, I guess.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.